Mary, I'm so pleased you could join me for Spirit in Action.
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
I'm not sure people are going to remember you now. Depending on the age of the listener, they may or may not have seen To Kill a Mockingbird. But you were in that movie. Do you look exactly the same now as you did 50 years ago?
Of course! Don't you know? 50 years later, I look just exactly the same.
I think you were 10 years old at the time of that movie when you played Scout. What was your most memorable line?
Oh, golly, well, there's a couple, but the most popular one is, "Hey, Boo," when Boo is back behind the door.
Did it take you long to memorize that one?
Oh, no. That's an easy one.
You're also on this show because you happen to have had some experience with Fireburn Doctor, and I'm trying to get firsthand evidence of what's happened with this. How did you learn about Fireburn Doctor?
I was at a film festival in Michigan, and the gal who did the documentary on the Fireburn Doctor came over to my table and introduced herself and handed me all this information, talked to me for a few minutes about it, and I was totally fascinated by it. Having been a certified nursing assistant some years back and having dealt with burns some, I was pretty interested in what she had to say. It's a very amazing program.
Well, some people would not say amazing. They'd say unbelievable. But for some reason, you felt like it had credence. What was it that persuaded you to keep the phone number, to post it around, to share it with folks?
Well, at first, I didn't believe myself. I was very skeptical. I don't normally go out for that kind of thing. But it's one of those things that really, I thought, if this is something that works, let's go with it. If it's meant to be, it's going to work. Having been a certified nursing assistant and having worked when I was in the hospital, we had to figure out what department we wanted to work in, where we would best fit in. So we were trundled around the hospital into different areas. I had a stint in the burn unit. Now, I don't know how much your listeners know about burn units, but they are pretty horrific places, in that you have to inflict pain upon the patients in cleaning the wounds, in debriding them. I couldn't deal with it. Having had that experience, I thought if there is a way to prevent people from having to go through that, I'm all for it. And so I brought the information home and I posted it on my neighbor's refrigerator. Was over having dinner with him one night, and he had offered to fix calamari. That can be rather dangerous because if it's not completely dry, it can spit oil at you. Well, anytime you're frying anything, you can have grease burns, and those can be really bad. He got the oil between his fingers. It spat at him and burned in between his fingers and on his hand. And I was just sort of stunned for a minute. And then I thought, oh, well, let's try the Fireburn Doctor. So I called and we reported the burn. By the time we finished dinner, we had totally forgotten about it. The next day I called again and he's like, what burn? It's fine. And there was no evidence of that burn. It was the most amazing thing. And I thought, well, if this is the way it is, how wonderful can it be? That's in a nutshell my experience with the Burn Doctor, but the experiences of other people have been just phenomenal. There was a little girl in Ghana who was, the house caught on fire. There were three children. And her whole, she lost tissue across her, almost her whole abdomen and down the fronts of her legs. Now, with burns, if it's much larger than a quarter, they usually have to graft, skin graft. That entails taking skin from another part of the body and putting it on there, or using, if that's not available, they have grown skin that they can use and various other methods. But this takes weeks, months, years to do. Most of the time when you have burns over 40% of the body, the patient's very often don't make it. This child had been taken to hospital. I think it was a family friend who called in the burns, and this child healed. We have photographs of her now, and it's just amazing. Normally when you get burns, it takes all the pigment out of the skin. She didn't even lose the pigment on the skin. It grew back of its own accord. It's miraculous. I just thank God every day that this is the ability that we have now.
Do you have any sense of what the ability is? How can this be done? It's just a phone call. You leave some information, and then something happens. That's max of magic in our books, right?
It does, or miracles, however you want to look at it. I really don't care what it is, as long as it works. I'm a Christian. I that's sort of what makes me a little skeptical about some of these things sometimes, but this works. It definitely works. And, if it was your child, your grandbaby, pulled a pot of boiling water over on themselves, what would you do? I would call the fire burn doctor immediately, as well as 911, because I've seen this work, and it's phenomenal.
So I suppose you've probably memorized that phone number, the 818-332-6445. That number that everybody's supposed to put on their refrigerator or in their wallet or just wherever. You never know where you're going to be when
you never know where you're going to be when you have an emergency. A lot of car wrecks involve fire. When you have a collision in your automobile, the thing that sets off the airbags is a little bit of plastic explosive. And when those bags inflate, they can be very, very hot. The temperature of that is hot enough to burn you, and there have been patients that have been brought into the hospital with burns due to the airbag. Or if you had a fire, an actual fire in the car. So it's critical that you keep these numbers on you all the time. Whether you believe, I don't care what you believe or how you believe, just, call the number. It can't hurt. It's just, it works. If you call within the first 2 hours, it's best, but we have had some cases that were called in later, and it's been just fine. So please post this, on your fridge, in your wallet, wherever, in your phone. That's one of the best places because most everyone carries a cell phone. 818-332-6445.
I found it interesting that your experience of it was with your neighbor as opposed to your own burn. Have you ever had a burn yourself? Have you had something that would have benefited from something like this?
Oh, absolutely. When, cooking, I couldn't tell you the number of times I've been burned just with cooking dinner. I had one experience in particular where we were living in an old house and I had a microwave that hung unevenly. It was one of those old hanging ones. I had put a casserole in for dinner, and I had put a spoon. This is really stupid, I guess, but it worked. I put a spoon underneath the casserole dish to hold it even, to make it level, so it wouldn't spill into the oven. Well, I had it going on and opened up the oven, and naturally you see the spoon there, and you grab it, and you take it out, and it wasn't until I went to put it down that I realized, oh my goodness, and my hand was seared. It turned the skin white, and the pain was just awful, awful, awful. This is so many years ago, I knew nothing of the burn doctor then, but if that were to happen now, I would definitely call that number.
I guess that your part in To Kill a Mockingbird was your first acting position.
Yes.
You've been on Twilight Zone, other things. Certified nursing assistant is one of the things you've done. What other kinds of work have you done? What's your expertise?
Well, I really don't have an expertise. I'm sort of a jack of all trades, master of none. I have worked for my community college. I have been the test center coordinator for my local college for a number of years. I've worked in art restoration. I have worked in retail. I've done a little bit of everything, which has been great fun. I'm one of these people that I like wearing a lot of different hats during a day. At one point, I had like 5 different part-time jobs, which paid the bills, but it kept me very, very busy. It was a lot of fun, but I don't think I could handle 5 jobs at this point.
It's best not, even if we can multitask. That seems pushing the envelope here.
Right.
So again, Mary, you're an unqualified supporter of Fireburn Doctor. It's just out of your personal experience.
Yeah.
Your beliefs, you mentioned you're a Christian, and so you tend to be a little bit skeptical about these kinds of things. But I guess experience trumps whatever kind of theoretical beliefs one might see out there.
Right. I would just urge people that no matter what your beliefs are, try it, because there is no fee for this. There is no money involved in this. This is something that the Fireburn Doctor does totally for the love of the human being out there in trouble, in need. If God has blessed him with this ability, fine. You know, I'm all for it, because for anyone who has ever been to a burn unit before and visited there, I'm sure there are many nurses out there that could testify to how horrific it is when you've got severe burns. And if you can prevent that, I just think it's wonderful.
And I think it's wonderful that you're sharing your time with us here for Spirit in Action to let us know about something that really can help heal us. Again, that phone number is 818-332-6445. We've been speaking with Mary Badham. You knew her at the age of 10 in To Kill a Mockingbird, but maybe she was grading or supervising your college test since. Thanks so much for joining us, Mary.
Thank you so much for allowing us to come on your show and talk about it. I really appreciate that, because I really do want to get the word out.
We'll do our best.